fancy like clothes. Like they put him in some real like DB outfits with like a linen. Like open shirt.
Oh, wow.
And like a stupid straw hat.
He was just okay to do this.
Yeah, because you're getting paid really well to do it. And so Matt's like,
do you have a copy?
Oh, wow. Well.
Oh, boy.
At one point where they like, can you guys just real quick, can you make love? Just real quickly.
They would have had us do. They were like, they just kept pushing the envelope and we had to be like, oh, we're not, you know.
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
Oh, my gosh. So he, that morning, I don't even know how this happened. He got like contacted because someone had seen him on stage or something. They were going to do like a reality show. Kind of a stage reality show of like a guy, like a musician trying to make it, like live at a beach house and stuff.
Right.
And the audition was that morning. And I was like, no, you're not doing the audition. And I made fun of him because it was a reality show anyway. But he ended up doing it and was like, don't worry about it, babe. It'll be fine. Well, they show up at my house at, you know, call time was 9 o'clock, 9:05 rolls around, 9:10. Matt's late, of course. And I told him it was going to happen. So I'm like furious with him. And we have to do these scenes. These like scenes where we're in love and everything like that.
Right.
So first scene, and he's trying to like say things, you know, to make me laugh and stuff. He's like, I love you. Uh-huh. And I would just say, thank you. And just keep going. So the first scene out of the gate, they're like, okay, we want you to like come running from, we went over to Torrey Pines or somewhere in Solana Beach, just north of Torrey Pines. And we come from opposite directions. Looks like on a cliff. And he's supposed to like grab me and dip me.
Right.
Oh.
And we did that, and we fell off the cliff. He ended up, like, breaking something in his foot. But that was the first, like, thing out of the gates that we did. And then they proceeded to film it all day. So I have this, like, one-minute-long clip of all the adventures that we were on that day.
I'm going to need to see that.
And, yeah, I think him and I are the only ones that have ever seen it.
I'm going to need to see that.
What is it?
Oh, it's just a montage of us. The first shot is
frolicking,
like, frolicking, falling off the cliff.
Foreplay.
Maybe we put that. Yeah, maybe we put that on Mikey Showed Up.
Oh, I have to show it.
We need to raise a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
To see that, though.
To see it.
Foreplay.
I have a story.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I have a story. Never told you guys this. I thought of it, and I was like, yeah, they'll think that's probably pretty funny. I don't think I've ever told this on the air. I was 14 years old. My best friend was this guy, Renee. And, you know,
ironic.
Mexican.
Oh.
That's French.
Renee was moving away. And I was really sad, very, very sad that he was moving away. And so my mom drove me over to his house to say goodbye. Went over, said goodbye, gave him a hug, got him back in the car. She was driving me back home, and I'm very tearful. You know, I'm sad that he's leaving. And I'm crying, you know. We pull up in the front of my house, and I'm sitting there crying.
My dad.
And I go, I love him. And it's dead silent in the car. And I'm like, and I'm wondering in my head, like, why hasn't she said anything? She's dead quiet. And then I realized, I think she thinks that I meant that, like, in a gay way.
Oh, God.
Oh,
and it was dead silent. And then we got out of the car and we went inside. And I think that she may have thought I was gay.
Oh, my God!
It was dead. She didn't go. Oh, my mom didn't go. My mom didn't go.
I know.
Well, that's sweet. That's sweet, buddy. You know, or that's not.
It'll be okay.
I love him, too. He's a good
I love
kid.
Him, too. He's a, yeah. But I didn't say, like, I want to have sex with him. But I said, I love him. And it was the creepiest 2 minutes of my life. She didn't say a word.
Oh, my God.
Did it click in your mind, like, right away that maybe she
When she
that?
Didn't say anything, I thought, isn't a mom supposed to say something right now?
Yeah.
Like, you know? And she was dead quiet. And I was like, maybe she thinks I'm gay.
Did you ever talk about it?
No.
Can we call her?
No. He's got Alzheimer's disease.
Why didn't you say at the time, like, Mom, Alzheimer's. I just mean, like, as a friend, just so you know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I was kind of embarrassed that she thought I was gay. I don't know that she thought I was gay, even to this moment. I don't know that she thought I was gay.
Your wife is in the room. Like, really? You know you're on the radio, right?
But it was really uncomfortable. Almost as uncomfortable as it is in here right now, but
yeah.
Not as uncomfortable. Woods looks like he's
I love him.
Look,
beautiful.
Did you ever see Renee again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys
make
love?
We didn't make love.
Did you embrace?
We're all going to get late.
You know, but I was a sensitive kid, you know?
You still
a sensitive
are.
Kid.
The competition?
See, now, when you said, like, come forward with something, I thought you meant, like, something that involves all five
Me
of us.
Me too. Oh, no. Thank God.
But that's what mine is.
It'd be a story.
Oh, it is? Good. I'm going to wait for last.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I originally thought.
Yeah.
Because I've been feeling really bad about it.
Oh, you mean you're going to tell us something that you did to us that we don't know about?
Not to you guys. It was an accident.
You didn't really have a baby. You just took 2 months off.
Shut up.
Tricky.
Wow. Why did I open my mouth?
Oh, no.
Okay,
oh,
Anna. My heart's racing. Everything is fine, but I was really nervous.
My heart's racing.
For a few days, and then it involves Mike, and he might get mad at me.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh,
is
boy.
There, we have to preempt it. Is she in any trouble? She can't be in any trouble.
No, I'm not going to say
she can't be in any trouble.
No. I would have been in trouble by now if it had gone wrong, but I think I'm okay.
Uh-oh.
What? Oh, boy.
You deleted something.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
When I was in your office.
Oh, no.
Pumping?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I may have spilt some breast milk.
No, you did not. No, you didn't. No.
On your keyboard.
Oh, gross.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I was like, oh, my God. And I grabbed paper towels and I blotted. But it was like a week ago, and I thought, if something was wrong, you would know by now.
Does that... Because here's this thing.
Oh, wow.
I went, and I think I said to Jay, my password won't work. My password
yes,
won't work.
I remember that.
And the A on my keyboard won't work.
Sticky.
Oh.
It's not sticky. I blotted.
You blotted?
I blotted.
Oh,
I'm
my.
Sorry. It was an accident.
Accidents
Where was it?
Happen.
Where was it from?
You need to, like, spray some air in there.
It's clean.
Like compressed air?
Yeah.
You'll get, like, white flakes that probably...
It gets all cold.
I didn't know... I know. I didn't know what to do, and so I blotted, and then you couldn't tell. I mean, it's fine.
I can't believe that you didn't tell me.
What am I supposed to do? Hey, Mike, I knew you were going to freak out.
Wow. Bring on the biggins.
Stop it!
Hooters, yum, yum, yum.
She spilled breast milk.
Disgusting.
In my keyboard.
You know,
well, that's because you have big jugs.
You probably typed on it and got some on your fingers.
Oh,
and
oh. I put them in your mouth.
And some burritos.
Yeah, it got in your enchiladas. Your fajitas that you have
no,
for lunch every
I blotted.
Day. Oh, boy.
And then you touch the pen that you put in your mouth every day.
Yep.
So you probably... a little every day.
I wish that the thing that you
sorry.
Hadn't I wish the thing you hadn't told us was that you once said that you loved your best friend and that your mom thought that you were a lesbian.
No, I would never prefer, admit that out loud. Mike, wow. The computer's fine. I'm so sorry. It was an accident.
It doesn't work.
Oh, it really doesn't.
It doesn't work.
Oh, well, no. You just gave him another excuse to go back to the Apple store.
Babe.
Oh, boy.
Babe.
I got to.
More allowance.
The A is not working.
I feel a lot better right now.
So let me get this straight.
Got it all.
Lauren did a commercial with her boyfriend.
Not a big deal.
I was thought to be gay at 14 by my mom, allegedly. And Sienna spilled breast milk all over my keyboard.
I'm still waiting for Jay's. You know, mine isn't that bad.
Yeah, Jay's is going to be like...
Could ours have been any different, though?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm a zombie.
No, his is going to be something gross.
He's like, I got three wives.
I'm the geezer bandit.
I got 9 families. I'm married to 9 different women.
I'm a polygamist.
And they're all happy.
They're all well fed.
I'm really a chick.
Mine's serious. Mine's not fun.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. No, I'm not going to say it.
It's not as serious?
You have to say it now.
Mine was fun.
Mine was
serious. Stupid.
I was scared.
Yours, Mikey's, was awkward. Sienna's was funny. Now we need a serious.
Well, this is, you know, this is actually something that I'm not proud of.
Oh, boy. Jay isn't proud of it.
Is this why your background check didn't come through?
No, it could be. No. So you know how Mikey in this thing always says that he never graduated high school?
Yeah.
You didn't
graduate either?
Mm-mm.
You didn't get a GED?
Mm-mm.
You didn't get a GED and
done anything.
Did you lie about it on all your applications?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, God,
oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. When did
not
you...
Not here. I didn't lie here.
Okay, when did you drop out?
It was my senior year, and they didn't let me walk because I did this huge prank. I did
weird.
A number of
weird.
Pranks.
Weird. That's all he does now is prank.
I did a number of large pranks, and the teachers did not like me. Let me just say, the ones who liked me loved me. The ones who hated me... hated me.
Yeah.
So when I did a number of pranks that made them look bad, and they were like, okay, you can't walk. And, oh, by the way, there's this one last thing you're supposed to do. And it was an English paper. And I was like, it's done. And they're like, well, we can't find it. And I was like, and then you didn't have copies of everything. You just handed in the original. So it was like to prove a point.
So out of spite.
Wow.
Wow, Jay.
Didn't know.
What did your parents, were they mad?
Well, I went off to commercial diving school, and at the same time, Kim was going to college, so I would go to college with her and skateboard around.
Yeah.
And so all the people at the school thought that I went there. So when jobs started coming down, I was like DJing at a place in Houston.
Uh-huh.
The radio station sent a person in like, oh, you go to college, you know so-and-so. And people from all over were like, yeah, CJ is cool all the time.
Right.
So I got an internship. And I just kept filling out paperwork. And basically, when I walked in the door of the radio station, everybody had been fired.
Yeah.
Except for like two people. So I pretty much came in and started running things right off the bat.
Wow. Oh, man.
Wow.
It was weird.
Wow.
How do you feel right now, Jay?
I don't know. It's going to be weird.
A weight off his chest.
Yeah. Nah, you know, it never bothered me because I knew that I graduated, but I knew that they were just, you know, being mean because I was a bad kid.
Yeah.
Right.
Do your kids know that? They do now?
They do now.
They probably do now.
Oh,
have
wow.
you ever told one of them?
No.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Kim knows.
Wow.
Shocking.
Would they be like, Dad, you're always making me do stuff?
And it's such a double standard because I was the last child. I mean, 7 years between me and my closest sister. So when my mom had me, accident.
whoopsie.
They were done. They were done raising kids, pretty much. So it wasn't like, hey, let's sit down and do your homework. It was like, hey, what do you want to do?
Yeah, kind get it done.
My
yeah.
sisters were all, you know, pretty smart and could do all the stuff. I just didn't even like to study and never really learned how to study.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
Well, you know that you did it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you just don't have, like, the title.
Yeah, and I knew I could make my way through life without it, you know. It's not and I don't recommend it by any means because... You know, if you can't see, like all my kids are A students and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And they kill it. They're super smart.
You made up for it.
Yeah. Kim made up for it.
There you go. Yeah. Woods, you don't have any?
I got a couple. Which one do you want to hear about? Do you want to hear about
the
time when I punched a transvestite? Or do you want to hear about the maintenance man walked in my apartment coming going to war?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. The maintenance man
mm-hmm. of my apartment complex
just opened the door and walked in.
When you move in, you tell them where you work and when you work. You know your hours. And I was in radio sales. It was actually when I was at the Eagle selling with you.
Yeah.
Took the day off, sick. Was I hungover, and decided that it was time.
In your living room?
In my living room. That's where the TV and the DVD player was.
Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, look at Rebecca's face. Rebecca, my wife.
Is, for Winifred!
My wife just got a look on her face like, ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have a blanket up around me.
Oh.
I was...
You were just lying there on the couch?
Nude.
Creepy.
Whoa!
What creepy did this man do?
My house. I didn't have roommates.
Yeah, maintenance man should knock.
Here's the deal. They all have keys, and they had left a flyer for everyone saying we will be changing the filters between 10 and noon tomorrow.
Apparently you were too.
Yeah.
But still, even then, when you go, maintenance. Yeah.
Walked right in the door, and I was butt naked going to war.
what did the gentleman look like?
He was a Latino.
Mm-hmm.
And
was he wearing like a maintenance outfit?
Yeah, it said like Pepe or something on it. And he
Maybe it was your friend Renee.
I love him.
So is Woods.
He walked in the door and was like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh my God. It was.
Did you yell out really? Oh my God, I would be silent. Yeah.
I scrambled around and like tried to get the couch pillow to like cover myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my and I got up and kind of held myself and ran into my bedroom.
I come out here and rough talk him and run him off.
Did he stay and change the filter?
No, he did not. I told him.
Can you come back?
Yeah.
And send someone else, please.
I got my hands full right now. Can you come back?
He gave me like a, oh, my bad, dude.
Listen, at least it was a guy.
Listen, it's not something that I'm really proud of, but it was pretty funny. Like 2 years later and a lot of drink.
Yeah. That's not funny till years later. At the moment, it's not very funny. And that may have happened to me, too, when I was 12, by my brother, Sam.
Yep. My mom's caught me. My wife's caught me.
Yeah. Kim's caught me.
It's more fun.
It is more fun.
And it's like, you're my wife. Like, who cares? But she's like, really?
Hard to explain, though.
You're disgusting.
Still, it's hard to explain.
You're disgusting. You want to hear when I punched the transvestite? You don't want to?
I guess I don't have a choice.
You do. You can say no.
I want to hear.
You know, it's your show.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, now there's thousands of people that are waiting to hear about you punching a transvestite. So what happened?
Me and a few friends were at my house and in Chicago, and we were partying, drinking, the whole thing, and we ran out of smokes. And smokes were very important at the time. And I said, I'll run down to the train station. They had a little tiny convenience store where you caught the train. And I walk up, and I'm kind of messed up, like I'm not sober. And this guy, girl, Shim, was like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, hey, pretty good. And he goes, I love those jeans. And I said, thank you. And this person grabbed, like, the fabric of the jeans and,
pinched it
and was, like, rubbing it around. And they're like, those look really, really comfortable. I'm like, they're pretty nice. And I'm kind of...
It was a girl.
It was a...
I know, but it was, in your mind... Uh-huh. This was a girl.
So
but I
knew. You weren't fooled.
Oh, you
but
knew.
But I knew. I wasn't fooled.
Right.
Okay.
The Adam's apple helped and the mustache.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
But they
more than likely.
They were feeling my fabric and got.
Where on your leg?
Got very close to my groin.
Oh.
And then at one point touched my.
Touched your body?
Touched my body. And I flipped out because I was, like I said, pretty messed up. And they grabbed it and said something about it's really cold out. It's really cold out. It's nice to have something warm at night.
Oh.
And grabbed the boys.
Wow.
And without thinking, I reached back as hard as I could, and I punched this thing square
this
in the
thing?
Jaw. And I mean to where they spun around, and then I boop to the butt and pushed him onto a parked car.
Were there a lot of people around?
No. It was at like 3 in the morning.
Where were you? On a stoop? Because if people were around, you probably would have got attacked.
Probably got in trouble. But it was like 3 in the morning, and I was walking down. I was on the street.
She said that while you were standing? She felt your pants?
She felt my pants. Like, I'm standing there, like, and like that, and then the grab.
She said that.
And then I went, wham, and then.
And kicked?
He said that.
Boot to the butt. Hey. Shim.
So you punched her?
Yes. And then I ran upstairs. Like, I didn't get the smokes.
Did anyone see you hit him?
Mm-mm. No. Hmm. No, it was like 3 a.m.
Was she okay?
I don't care. Grab my piece, dude. And I care less. I wanted to,
So did you just leave him there?
Yes. Oh, what do you think I'm going to do? Take him to the hospital?
Ask her if she's okay.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So he just stayed there?
Yeah, he did.
You go back and forth.
Did you tell her that you were sorry?
No.
Oh, boy.
And he just was like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Would you do that to her today?
Was fine.
Yes.
Was she... Was fine.
Shim.
I guess that hurt jaw.
Wow.
Oh,
wow!
You don't grab someone's piece.
No, you don't.
Hello, Miss Lady.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but you don't punch a girl, dude.
It wasn't a girl. It had breasts.
Bet you hurt his feelings too.
And an Adam's apple.
Now,
how bad would Woods feel if he found out that was no shim?
Yeah, it was actually
an unattractive lady.
If it was an attractive lady, I probably would have invited her back to the crib, but I didn't. I ran up, my hands swelled up, and I was like, you guys, I just punched a transvestite in the face. And they're like, what? Everyone was freaking out. It was hysterical.
How many times before and since have you said that same sentence?
I just punched a transvestite in the face. Scared me to
that's
death.
That's one of those things that's like, only Woods.
Only Woods has punched a transvestite in the face.
Yeah, you know who that doesn't happen to? The guy that's not out getting cigarettes at 3 in the morning.
Could you imagine? I could see you running in the door. You guys!
No, I did. I was like, they're like, what?
Oh,
what?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Are there any transvestites here that want to go with me to get a pack of smokes?
It was scary, man. It was scary.
Can I see the shirts?
Oh, wow.
Mikey
look at that.
Thon shirt.
Yeah. Mikey Thon shirts are rad.
They're donated by Jedediah, so we didn't even have to pay for them.
That's rad.
Yeah, they hooked us up.
If you would like, we really want to raise money for Rady Children's Hospital. You could do this right now by going to MikeyShow.com.
It's really soft.
It's That's so
awesome.
Soft.
Go to MikeyShow.com, and you can just click on the link there. It'll take you right to the page where you can donate, and it would really, really help out the Autism Discovery Institute. My son Jake is autistic, and that's why this means so much to me. We've raised $1,110 so far online. We got to raise a lot more than that.
Yep.
Got to raise a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So we want you to get online right now and donate to it. Want to show you a little bit about what we do here on the Mikey Show. So we're going to play you an example of some of the stuff that we do. Welcome back to Mikey Show. 7:30 this morning. Sienna taped us off the air with her recorder.
Weird. Somebody has a new bit.
That's right.
It's so much fun.
She tells us afterwards. She goes,
sometimes.
We'll be... Yeah, sometimes. She didn't that time with Woods.
Yeah, it's great.
But sometimes she'll go like... When I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, we were in the elevator. We're in the elevator. She goes, I just taped you guys.
Yeah.
We go, what? She goes, yeah, just taped you guys.
Everyone mentally went through their head like,
what did I say?
How many F-bombs did I drop?
And then at 9 o'clock this morning, we got Padres Marlins tickets for you. So we will do that and give you some Padres Marlins tickets. 9 o'clock this morning. Hidden audio coming up at 7:30. Let's see. So, yeah, this show is real big. America's Got Talent. Don't watch it. Don't watch TV. But this kid is 11 years old. He's a rapper. His name is CJ Dipa or Dipa. Come on, CJ.
Hey, CJ, drop that beat for me, homie.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't sound as good as Jay-Z or Eminem.
No, it doesn't.
He's only 11.
I know that's the thing. He's only 11, but am I judging him on rapping or am I judging him on 11-year-old rappers? Because if I'm judging him on 11-year-old rappers, I don't have much to go on as a point of reference.
Right.
I mean...
Bow Wow, maybe?
That's how Little Bow Wow was.
But wasn't he way better? I don't know.
Sienna pulling out the little
way you
bow
move so fast across the floor.
You know that stuff.
You know you run through my mind like all the time.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Just blasting that in La Jolla in your car back in the day.
Lil
no,
Bow Wow.
That was.
I guess she's blushing. She's blushing.
Beat red.
Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan's one of the judges on this show, America's Got Talent, and here's what he said to this 11-year-old kid.
CJ, I think it's time to get serious, to get down in the hood with the resident rap.
That sounded good, didn't it?
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Sounds great when a white guy goes, it's time to get down in the hood.
All right?
With your homies.
This is my world. Look, I think on the negative side, I couldn't understand a single word that you sang.
Easy, Simon.
Maybe clean out your ears.
Any rap songs?
On a positive note, I can never understand a word any rap star sings. So it doesn't matter.
I can.
I understood him.
Nothing
fine.
Like corny white guys. Nothing like it, dude. Isn't that? Hey, you can't understand nothing that no white guy raps.
Why you be trying to imitate me,
Wood? Oh, sorry, dude. Sorry, Hoyle.
Every time you do it, it sounds like you're trying to do your version of me. Is that the deal?
No. Making fun of that guy in that clip.
Making fun of old Hoyle?
No.
And even after everything I did for you, teaching you how to bet on the ponies.
Yeah, dude. You're,
did it work?
I lost pretty much every race that day we went out to the races. But I saw you. I saw you and your mama at the Del Mar races.
Yeah, people have said that mama's racist.
I don't know.
No, at the races.
Wow.
Wow, is that a Freudian slip?
Yeah.
You said mama's racist? I don't. She kind of, well, I mean, she kind of is, but she's raised in a different time.
No, I said at the races.
Oh, at the races. I thought you said mama's racist, which a little bit, but it's really not. I mean, she don't understand. She comes from a different part. Listen, y'all don't understand a lot about me and my culture because I come from the tough part of Mobile.
Right, Mobile, Alabama.
There's a tough part?
There is a real tough part, Sienna. And mama didn't really let me run around with a lot of Mexicans like Mikey.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't run around with African-Americans when I was growing up. Of course, there was no African-Americans in the town that I lived in, or Mexicans. Isn't that right, Mikey?
How would I know? Well,
Mikey grew up in California.
In California.
I'm just saying, I figured you... By the way, Mikey, since I have you here, I went to Stater Brothers the other day. And I got me some Tostitos.
Oh, my God. Boy, where is this going?
And I'll be gosh darn if I don't know the best brand of salsa. What is it?
Oh my gosh.
Hoyle, I have no idea.
Oh, don't you?
Mikey, I heard this song by a Mexican woman singer the other day, and she was talking about... Who is that?
Oh,
what? I don't know, Hoyle, you by you tell? Singing that.
You know Mikey doesn't even speak Spanish.
You know
right,
Mikey, I don't even speak Spanish.
He doesn't listen to Spanish music either.
Doesn't he? Listen, when I was growing up, all we watched around the house was Hee-Haw. Sienna, I didn't even see a black guy till I was 34.
Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't. That's just the truth. I didn't have a TV. We didn't have 50 cents, and we didn't have M&M's.
How'd you learn to be such a good rapper then?
Ever since I got a little bit older, Mama started turning her back when I was buying my rough and hardcore CD.
In your 30s?
My 30s.
Al Jarreau.
I started getting the real rough stuff, like the Al Jarreau, and I started getting all that stuff. And Mama would hear it sometimes and say, turn that stuff off. You know, it's the devil's music. And I said, listen, Mama, at some point, you got to let me stretch my wings and be my own man. I can't just sit here and watch Lawrence Welk and Pat Boone all day long.
Took till 34 for you to finally? Oh, wait, don't you still live with your mom?
Yeah, he still lives with Mama. He was at the races with her.
Oh, right.
That's 100% true. Mama is a bit racist, but she's really not.
Besides the point.
I grew up, my heroes were the tough guys. Sergeant Carter on Gomer Pyle. Usually the tougher men. But I ain't racist. Let me tell you something. That question of Mikey was just about salsa. I thought he'd know. That's all. I got a girlfriend.
What?
Oh, good for you.
I do.
You just throw that in there?
That's right. She's African.
Really?
African-American. You gotta say every time you gotta be so PC.
Yes, you do. She's not African.
All of us were like, she from Africa?
She's actually from South Africa. So
well then.
Maybe she is African.
Maybe she is African.
Yeah,
maybe you guys give me a chance here. Sorry if I didn't get the 911 on the latest PC words or whatever it is.
411. 911's emergency. You're our station manager. You're supposed to know those things.
No wonder I got in trouble because I was trying to get the information. I called 911.
No, can't do that.
I said, hello, Encinitas. like, what's your emergency? And I said, can I get the number of Taco Bell? And like, not on this line.
They said, ask Mikey.
And that's what I thought. I said, I was going to ask him, but then everybody gets all upset when I ask him about Taco Bell.
So how's the new girlfriend?
Pure ebony princess, darling.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how she is. I met her on firstbase.com.
First base.
Is that where you only go to first base with people?
Pretty much. Interracial couples website and first base or less relations.
Or less.
How far have you gotten?
About halfway between home plate and first base.
Wow.
Well, man, nicely done.
Not that far.
Sorry, moving a little too fast.
They've spoken on the phone.
Yeah.
Not that far.
Internet?
Email?
Chat?
Email.
We've exchanged a couple of emails.
That's good.
So that's your new girlfriend.
I haven't gotten a nerve up to send her a picture of Hoyle yet.
I'd say if you're only sending emails, you're still in the batting cage.
That's where we are, for sure. I told her I'm a Black Marine.
Yeah, she's...
What? You kind of am.
You're not even close.
You're how are you kind of a Black Marine?
You shop at Boot Barn.
I also shop at Hoyle's House of Pants.
That's right.
Let me tell you something, y'all. If anybody here is racist, it's Mikey. He can't even speak English or Mexican. You know it. Mikey speaks some Mexican.
It's called Spanish, Hoyle.
Speak some Spanish.
I can't speak Spanish.
Then you're racist. Honduran, whatever it is. Speak something.
Hoyle.
A lot of people don't know this about me, Sienna, but I am a minority.
No, you're not.
You're white as the driven snow.
From Alabama.
AB blood type.
I guess technically right. Then, yes.
Whatever.
Y'all can't even imagine what it takes knowing that I could bleed to death because there ain't a lot of people out there like me. It's just hard living as a minority.
That's
as
true.
Type
AB, you try it out.
That's true.
None of y'all are. Percentage of the universe is AB.
I think I'm O positive.
See?
Yeah.
That's right. I've been impressed being AB all these years.
You've been impressed at all, Hoyle. G-I-T.
Yeah, maybe get.
Y'all get.
Y'all, you get.
He's our station manager. Has he done anything?
No.
No.
I haven't done anything.
He runs his mouth.
You just sit back in your office.
That's all he does.
He sits back in the office. He doesn't do a thing.
Have you implemented anything?
Independence Jam was mine, dude.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but you wanted 50 Cent and Eminem and...
Garrett ain't going for it.
No, we're an alternative station.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, I love Hoyle.
I was at Stater Brothers the other day. They've got like a whole aisle of English food. I know, and dude.
Penguins?
Well, they didn't have, they had stuff like that. But the English will eat eggs in, like, brine.
Ew, yeah. I know, like pickled eggs.
Yes.
Yeah. Repugnant.
It looks like pickle juice
that's
with an egg in it.
That's what they eat in Pennsylvania.
They do?
Yeah, that's where Todd's from when I went to... So gross, they're purple.
Have you ever had one?
I tried it. He made me try it.
Does he eat them?
No, he didn't. He doesn't really like them. But where he's from, that's like when we go out to restaurants, they always have them on the side of the plate.
Are you kidding me?
It's disgusting.
That's filthy.
You try it?
Yeah, they put the plate in front of me, and I was like,
Was it not half bad, or was it?
What is this? It was disgusting. It was the worst thing I've ever eaten.
There's a pickled egg?
Yes, it's a hard-boiled egg that has purple like dye on it, and it's been like in pickle juice or something.
You need beet juice.
It's disgusting.
I've asked people before, like, what's the worst thing you've ever had? A lot of people have said that sushi, sea urchin, is like the worst thing you can ever have. Our friend CB says, because I asked him, I'm like, what's the worst thing? He goes, I'm pretty much open to anything. I said, have you ever had sea urchin? He goes, yeah. I go, is it the worst thing ever? He goes, I wouldn't order it. He goes, but it's not the worst thing in the world. I go, what's it taste like? He goes, like the bottom of a fish tank.
Oh
wow. Delicious.
Gross.
I go, holy cow.
Wow. Oh,
I know the bottom of a fish tank. Mudfish. We did a challenge where you had to eat all these different foods.
Yeah.
And we ground up Madagascar cockroaches in a blender.
Wow.
We did mudfish, and then we did cow's eyeballs.
Yeah.
And I tasted each of them.
You did, Jay?
And
two of them, the Madagascar roach.
Yeah,
it's bad. The cow's eyeball is repugnant, But the mudfish, which you can that people actually eat from the 99 cent whatever store it is over there,
oh, right?
My gosh.
The Oriental Market,
yeah. I could
really?
Not.
It is, you can't even open it in the room. It just permeates.
Well, with Rob, we used to make Rob eat a bunch of gross stuff.
Uh-huh.
We had him eat. Do you remember the durian?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty tasty.
You tried that?
Yeah, it tasted.
Oh, you're
it.
A lunatic.
Jay's yeah. like, I had it for dinner.
What
that
is
night.
A durian?
It's a fruit that they won't let you eat on the train in Vietnam. You can't eat it on the
I
train.
I thought it smelled bad, but it didn't taste bad.
Yeah, the smell is bad.
The smell is supposed to be hideous. But see, I've always thought that like our sense of smell is there so that we don't eat stuff.
Right.
You know, because like if it stinks, we're like, we're not supposed to eat that.
Then why do we eat hard-boiled eggs?
That's yeah, true.
It's delicious.
The smell doesn't always match up.
I guess that's true.
I've eaten cow's balls.
You have?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, I have. I did too.
Why?
I did too.
Why?
I did too. Rocky Mountain oysters. I had that.
They call them calf fries too.
I didn't like it.
See, the worst thing right. I had was foie gras.
Foie gras.
Never
which is,
that.
I guess, duck liver?
Yeah.
Something liver.
Yeah, it is.
And I ate it to be polite. And then afterwards, I was like, what is that?
No.
Hey, I found out.
Yeah.
I don't think cows have those. I think it's bulls.
Yeah, it was.
Fine, whatever. Bulls balls. What are you, a farmer over there?
I was just trying to make sure we keep on the straight and narrow.
That's like true. That. Yeah, it's this thing they
straight narrow.
They had this huge, huge fraternity party at my first college.
Yeah.
And it was called Calf Fry. And they send the pledges out to do the snipping and the cooking and the cutting
oh,
and the frying and all that.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, snipping. And there was enough for 25,000 people.
570-1949. What is by far the worst thing you've ever had? 570-1949 or 949Mikey@gmail.com.
Can I ask him more about what do you mean the snipping?
Yeah, they had to go out and snip. Snip.
Legally?
Legally. Yeah, they owned like a ranch and they had cattle.
You just
and
like catch them when they fall?
Yep. When they snip them and you fry them up and you eat them real good.
You know,
does the cow
bear
die,
grills.
The bull die?
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so. It's like castration.
Oh my.
You do that, but you won't go see bullfighting. Yeah. Sounds worse.
I didn't do it. I just ate it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Bear Grylls on Man vs. Wild, he said the worst thing he did, because they've asked him, what's the worst thing that you've had to eat? Because if you are not familiar with Man vs. Wild, they drop Bear Grylls off in the middle of, you know,
nowhere.
And he's got to survive. And part of his bit is that he eats hideous stuff. And they asked him, what's the worst thing that you've ever had to eat? And it was raw goat testicles. And I watched the episode.
Oh, my.
And it was, and here's the thing. See, to a lot of people, the idea of what we eat is filthy.
Yep.
You know, in other countries, like you tell them what we eat and they go, you eat that? Like, that's disgusting.
Like what?
Like pork. That's the grossest.
Yeah.
In fact, I dated a girl that was Arabic and my brother one time for breakfast made quiche and it had bacon in it. And she was like, she woke up and went,
really?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a pig. It's a pig's a filthy animal.
Yeah. And it like, you know, bacon tastes good.
Bacon tastes good.
So pork chops
tastes
good.
Tastes good.
Well, yeah, certain religions, it's like, no.
Listen, Salisbury steak with scrambled eggs smothered in gravy sounds real delicious to us, but take that to Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're eating dog.
I know.
You know?
But that's their culture. Yeah. To them, that's not gross. Yeah. To us, it is. You know what I mean? It's like
good old US of A.
Good old USA.
Who's the guy on the Food Network? Is it Anthony
Bourdain?
Bourdain.
Yeah.
He does all the foods around the world.
Yep.
Oh, that's my repugnant. Gosh.
He's tried the durian. M1 Sanjaya from San Diego is on the line.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, dude?
Hey, frickin', I've eaten a century-year-old duck egg.
It's
100-year-old duck egg?
Yeah, the century egg. It's called the century egg.
Why?
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. I live like right by a Vietnamese market, and I was like, what the heck? You know, I've always wanted to try it, and I bought them, and I tried them, and wasn't all that good, man. I can pretty much eat anything, but that was pretty nasty.
Where do they keep it for a century?
Like, they keep it, like, in the refrigerator section.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's hideous. And it really is. It's really, like, they find a way to preserve it, but it's a really super old egg, right?
Yeah, they preserve they the way they do it is like I guess they keep it in like a like some sort of sand or something.
Oh, gross!
Weird.
Yeah, they sell it at the Asian market, man. You go down to the Asian market, you can get some crazy stuff.
How about the balut?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What's a balut?
It's all about the balut.
It's basically, it's an egg that's starting to form the baby chicken inside or duck.
Oh, God. I'm
and so it's all in there and it's juices and it's kind of hard boiled and you peel it and there's like beaks and claws. Yeah, it was fantastic.
M1 Summer from San Diego.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
What's the worst thing you've ever had by far?
Cow's tongue.
Oh, I like it. Lengua. Lengua.
You like it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We were young. My dad made my sister and I eat it. And it was, I mean, I cried. I just sat there and cried. It was disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
I had a tongue sandwich.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly what I had.
Delicious.
In fact, I watched my wife's, go, you know, her life leave her body when I ordered it.
Oh, my gosh.
She was so upset. We went to New York City. Got there, went to Carnegie Deli. It was late at night. I was starving. And I was like, hey, listen, if I'm going to try it, the best place to try it would be at a great place like Carnegie Deli.
Absolutely.
And so I ordered it, and she looked at me like, you monster.
You
monster. It's delicious. It tastes like hot dog. It was great. There you go. That is an example of what we do. And we will do that throughout the Mikey-thon. Want to urge people to... go to MikeyShow.com and donate some money and get money raised. That is going to be the, you know, we'll do a grand total at the end of the show tomorrow morning at 10. And so we need people to try to raise as much money as possible. Where's Woods?
He just went to the bathroom.
Where'd he go?
As much money as you can will be... the best thing, I mean, as much money as you could possibly give is what we want you to do.
All right. Check that out.
Check that out.
Oh, my God.
What is that, Woods? What is it?
First of all.
Do you stop ever?
Is that pee-pee?
Yes, it is pee-pee.
What's the matter with you?
Oh,
my gosh. Oh, my.
It's just a little dribble. It's a little dribble.
It's not.
It's a little dribble.
It isn't. Sit down. Sit down. Sit
listen,
down.
Listen.
Oh my God! What is that? What is that?
Pee to my jeans. Not a full pee. Let me tell you what happened.
Maybe wear a diaper.
I got one out here.
Let me tell you what happened. Jay and I got the. We have a Papa Shot machine now.
Let me see again.
Oh, take a picture.
No,
we're
not taking
a
picture.
We're taking
please,
a picture.
Please. Please.
We need a camera.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I'll tell you what happened.
Why won't you let us know?
Did you bring a change of clothes?
Yes. So.
We just smelled his hand.
I drank a lot of water, so we're good. But Jay and I were playing Papa Shot during the break. And we finally figured out to where it keeps score and the time runs.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. So listen.
Unbelievable.
We were playing Papa Shot, and then Jay was like, dude, we got like a minute. And I ran in the bathroom was like, come on. And then thought I was done, put it back in my pants.
Happens all the time.
Not that much.
That's a lot.
Where's the camera?
I didn't think I.
Oh, I'll find
did
one,
you do the thing? Did you do the thing where you're like, okay, I'm done?
Yes.
And then you're like, I better be done.
I put it back in there, and I buttoned up, and I was like, oh, God,
dude,
no.
It looks like the amount that would be in, like, a juice box.
Shut
How
up.
Do you guys not know? It's a lot.
It's a lot of pee.
Oh, my God.
How do you not know when before you're done? You put it
because
away?
You don't a lot. Do it happens know? To all men.
Doesn't happen.
Yes,
know.
It happens.
Yep. To women, I said.
Oh, to women.
It's happened to me.
It's the worst. I'm sitting in pee.
Maybe you change.
I don't want to. I like these jeans.
Oh, boy.
Maybe. It'll dry.
Ew.
Does it smell?
No.
I'm not.
Okay.
Now it does.
No, and don't discuss it.
What?
Like that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know.
Just, you have to be careful with what you say.
You have to be careful.
Do I?
Yeah.
On the air, yes.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Since when?
Since the Federal Communications Commission decided to become an entity.
Ew, he's rubbing it. Stop touching it. Where's the antibacterial?
Here.
Oh, this one's
supposed to be. It's a napkin. I have a napkin. Oh, it's gross.
You are.
His pants are skin tight.
It's not my fault, dude. Yes, it is. We had plenty of time to go to the restroom, and I dropped the ball. Weird.
You're like a train wreck.
He really is.
Yeah, we're only 3.5 hours in. Imagine me in 20 hours.
This is like less than normal work.
Can I have some of that orange?
Not. Don't touch it.
But will you
have your own?
No, yeah. You peel it though.
No,
I'll peel it.
Thank you.
Here, Lauren doesn't want to let him.
Just put some right here.
Okay.
Lauren just dropped the orange.
Oh, I should wash my hands.
Let me see again.
The orange is infected.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Just a little pee.
That's not a little.
That's not a little.
That's like a whole amount.
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to take a guess at how many ounces that is.
It's not. No, you're juice box.
I would say, no, I don't think it's that much. I'd say that is a good 4 ounces or 5 ounces.
Wow, Mike.
You know why I know that?
I need it now.
Bottles.
Bottles.
Baby bottles.
Baby bottles.
I know that now, too.
Don't do that. You look ridiculous with your George Michael earring.
And my pee pants.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Thanks. I love this 28-hour show.
That made me laugh.
I've had so much fun.
This is so much fun.
So much fun.
Oh, Woods, you are a train wreck. Sorry. That's awesome.
Sorry.
Let's play Woods' prank call soundboard. You called one of your friends?
Yes. Early.
And you used Arnold Schwarzenegger as the soundboard?
I did.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Who is it? Oh, who are you calling? Who are you calling? Who
this
are
is
you
one
calling?
Of my boys.
What time?
I wasn't ready.
What time?
That was so brilliant. He responded, good morning.
5:30 a.m. Dallas time.
You jerk.
I got to start it again.
5:30 a.m.
Oh, I like it. Oh.
He works at 9.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
How are you?
Who is this?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
Alright.
Howdy, stranger.
My favorite bit.
What can I help you with?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately.
Alright.
Why is he going along with it?
It's
5:30 in the morning, and a detective calls you. You're going to answer some questions, alright?
Oh my God.
He's just like, if it'll keep me out of trouble, I'll answer whatever you want.
If I can go back to sleep.
What did I do last night?
Correct. Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
What does that matter? Anything?
Stop it!
Discipline. Well, what's this about, detective?
What?
I just said, what's this about?
Nice to meet you. Who are you?
Exasperated.
I think he hung up.
Did he?
Who are you?
He hung up?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's fantastic, dude. That is fantastic.
Can we hear the beginning again?
Of course.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm tired.
How are you?
Who is this?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
Alright.
Howdy, stranger.
Alright.
I like your friend already.
Yeah, that's a little demur.
What can I help you with?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Sounds like more than likely.
No, you know what it you know what it sounds like to me? It's like, I've been through this before. Fine.
I know this
fine. Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Like, you can ask me whatever you want. You're not going to get me on it.
Uh-huh. I love that kid, man.
I'm not one of them.
I'm not Correct. What?
I'm not one.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
What does that matter, Trey?
Stop it!
That's fantastic.
I love it.
Who's the other person you called?
My friend Scott Graham.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sopranos.
Yeah.
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 Can I be nice?
Well, you're Bingo. Nice. Who the hell is this?
No values.
No values.
Shut up, Yoda. Let me talk.
Same time.
Well, go ahead. Say what you gotta say. Call me in the morning. Waking me up. What? What is it?
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
He's so frustrated.
Sleeping. What do you want?
Eat your mother.
My mother?
Here we go.
Yeah, you're damn right. Here we go.
Scott's a D.
You know, your mother thinks you have the capacity to be a top student.
Who is this?
Fine, I have to be the sad clown.
The what?
Fine, I have to be the sad clown.
Who is this?
End of story.
It's great.
End of story.
You're making me out to be some mama's boy.
Yeah, you're going to call me and start cussing, huh?
Yeah, we had to edit one out.
You had to edit
something? We had to edit a curse word out.
He cursed?
Yeah, Tony did.
I picked up Aizan.
You what?
I picked up Aizan.
I can't believe he's still on.
Shut up, Yoda. Let me talk.
All right, well, go ahead and change the
story. Oh, man.
I believe you.
I believe you.
I was going to cry.
You're a freaking cell phone warrior, aren't you?
Save it!
Yes, save that!
It. You're a freaking cell phone warrior.
Scotty is, he's the greatest.
Mikey, I think that one could be played against you a few times.
You're a freaking cell phone warrior, aren't you?
Isn't that great?
Boys, they're just talking about us.
Dude, the only reason I'm on the phone you still is because it's hilarious. I mean, you might be my cousin. So...
You're lucky I don't get my cousin.
No, I have a
feeling you might be my cousin.
You might be my cousin. He wants to see who it is.
I'm a deuce. I mean, peace, not deuce, peace.
I'm serious.
What?
I'm serious.
I believe you.
What are you saying?
Hey, tell me who you are. I'm a deuce.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Gotta be honest with you. I'm not getting any satisfaction from my work either.
What do you want me to do about it?
Wow, but...
Quit, dude.
You understand? You gotta relax.
Couldn't be more relaxed right now. I'm hang up.
I'm sad.
Think about it all day long.
I'm sad.
I just kept hitting it.
Oh.
Your name is...
What happened?
I don't know. What?
It cut off. That's the end of
I
it.
I think he hung up. Or I hung up on him. I think.
Yeah.
I got skeeved. Whoa. Excuse me.
Fantastic.
I could do those to my friends all day long.
I love it.
I like it too.
I love it.
We're gonna
play a new game. You guys want to play a new game?
Yeah.
Buzzword.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I guess I got to say no. If you think we're competitive, you haven't seen anything.
I need a snuff.
Now.
Why do you need a snuff?
With Buzzword, what you're going to do right now is you're going to call us at 570-1949, and you're going to pick a horse, meaning you're going to pick me, or you're going to pick Sienna, or Woods, or LOB. The way that it works is, Jay is going to give us the buzzword.
Buzzword.
And then he's going to describe some things that have that buzzword in it. And if we know what it is, we've got to yell it out. And I mean yell it out.
We yell the answer or
we yell out the phrase.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Better do it from in there.
Like we could give an example.
What was the one yesterday?
Fat.
Yeah.
And so it'd be fat and then they'd go and then Jay was like, it happens around Mardi Gras time.
Fat Tuesday.
It's over when this happens.
Fat Tuesday!
When the fat lady sings.
Oh, no.
So we yell it out. So we got to back off the mic. 570-1949. M1 Brock is outside, hanging with the people outside. There you go.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Party time.
And anybody can come down here, man. The weather's cleared up. You can come down to 1615 Murray Canyon Road, top level of the parking structure. And you're listening to the Mikey-thon, 28 hours of broadcasting. Brock, who do you want to pick?
I'm with my boy Woodsy.
All right, you got it. Hang on.
Let's hear it.
M1 Adam from San Diego. Who do you want?
Going with you, Mikey.
You got it. Hang on. M1 Mason from Del Mar. Who do you want?
I got Sienna.
You got it.
I love your name.
Hello,
sweet.
And M1 Kiss the Baby from Santee. How are you?
All right, how you doing?
Y'all better kiss the baby.
You better kiss that baby.
Who do you want kiss?
I'll take L.O.B.
There you go. There you go.
I want to squeeze him.
All right. Okay. What is the buzzword?
Today's buzzword, say it, is egg.
All right.
Here we go. To antagonize him.
Egg on!
You have to call it your name, right?
No, no. You yell it out. You got to be watching us.
So who's keeping score?
Yeah, who's going to keep score?
I'll do it.
Ah!
That's all I'm good for anyway.
Who won that one?
Wait, hold on. Let me get ready here.
Are you? I think she did.
Get.
Don't look at me like that. I think you guys were.
Did you win or did he?
I think he may have just edged me out.
Woods, you got it.
I thought it was Woods.
One for me.
Yeah.
All right, go.
Okay.
Here we go. A kind and generous person.
Egg timer.
That's minus one.
Yeah.
A kind.
A good egg!
Oh, yeah.
That's good, Woods.
Once we scream once,
right?
We can't scream again, right?
Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Do you have your git and your...
Let me get positioned here for some silliness.
Nice.
I feel sick.
Okay. Here we go. Slogan of the American Egg Board.
What?
Slogan of the American Egg
Board. We're better egg.
Yeah.
Minus one.
We're excellent.
Yeah.
Minus one.
Just made that up.
And anybody else?
Nope. No.
Incredible edible egg.
Yeah. Okay, dang it!
Idiot.
Here we go. Depending on a single investment plan or...
Nest egg!
Wow.
Dang it!
Nope.
Damn it!
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Depending on a single plan or investment.
What did you say?
You said nest egg?
I said nest egg.
Nest egg, which makes sense.
I almost said that too. Huh.
Depending... And this is crucial, on a single plan or investment.
Goose egg.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
I have no idea. Does that? Were you being serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Putting all your eggs in one basket.
Oh, man.
I hate this game. Yeah.
I love it.
I don't like eggs. I love it too.
Well, it was flowing yesterday.
Here we go. Soaked in brine.
Pickled egg.
Egg on your face.
Woods got it. You got to at least let me scream her.
Okay, the score is Mike and Sienna -1, Lauren -2, Woods 2.
This is so much harder than it was yesterday.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
This is a hard one. That's...
Okay, here we go.
Maybe pick an easier one.
Not wonton, nor hot.
Woods.
I got that!
Oh, I nailed you.
Oh, my God.
Woods got that.
Lauren, scream!
Okay, here we go.
God. I'm getting right on the mic.
Get on the mic, Mike. Chocolate shelled eggs.
Canary eggs!
Yeah, that's nice.
Wow. Why are you screaming at Jay?
It's making me nervous.
He's going to run at him.
What comes before I and the walrus?
I hate Eggman!
Eggman, Daniel.
What the heck?
Own a game.
Okay, Woods has 5, and we're only in negatives.
I know.
Here we go. I've got 2 more.
Get out of here, what?
I've got 2 more.
What a harder one.
What a different one.
Yeah.
Saving for retirement.
And that's
Mikey.
Yeah.
Mikey, you're at 0.
So should we make this one for more points?
For like 5.
Or 5 points.
Or
here
do
we go.
A different word.
Here we go.
Do a different word. Do a different word.
Do a different word.
Here we're finishing this up. Everybody relax.
I hate egg.
Dr. Seuss breakfast story.
No, bring it to them.
That was Mikey.
Oh,
that was
Mike.
Mikey just got 5 Woods and Mikey are tied.
I swear we played yesterday where you said your name, not screaming.
No, you screamed it right out.
Is it harder to distinguish
Woods
who's...
Woods and Mikey are tied.
Yeah. How about we use a different buzzword?
Yes.
I hate egg. Come on, Jay.
Come on.
Fine, here we go. Okay, do you like the word apple?
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Wow. It's like they're mad at me. Yeah. I'm just picking the card. I'm just picking the card. Relax. The object of my affection.
Apple of my eyes.
Sienna.
Yes, I got one.
Cinnamon dessert named for a lady.
What? Sweet as apple pie.
Yes.
Wait, say it again.
I want to make Matt passionate apple love to you.
Yeah. Apple orgy. Cinnamon dessert named for a lady.
Oh. Apple tart?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's an apple brown Betty. I've never
heard
of it.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Can we...
Here we go.
Mike, stop being mad at apples and eggs.
Yeah. Apples and eggs.
He's never going to eat them again.
They're my least favorite foods.
Here we go. Lump in a man's throat.
Adam's apple.
Oh my gosh, I almost said egg. Mikey.
I think Mikey got that one.
Egg drop soup.
Even though it took you longest to get it out, he started before everybody else.
The score is... Mikey 6, only because he got that 1 5-pointer. Lauren, -3. Sienna, -1. Woods, 5.
Here we go.
Mine's legit.
70s, Tim Conway